From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Turmoil continues in Zimbabwe as that nation's defense force says it's rounding up alleged criminals with ties to President Robert Mugabe in order to bring them to justice. Mr. Mugabe made his first public appearance on Friday since the military placed him under arrest. He attended a graduation ceremony in Harare, where the crowd there cheered for him. However, many in Harare, like resident Teslin Kumbula, are ready for change.
We have suffered too long with this system. The army guys have come up to try to correct the system for us. And this guy is coming up saying he must come back. For what? A 94-year-old guy, for what? We don't want Mugabe anymore. Please, everyone, go to the streets and move around. No one likes Mugabe. And at this time, we are going to tell him we don't want him. He must go.
At least one regional branch of Zimbabwe's ruling party has called on Mr. Mugabe to resign. Also on Friday, President Ian Khama of neighboring Botswana said that Mr. Mugabe should end his attempts to remain in office. Meanwhile, in Kenya, at least two people were shot dead on Friday as police tried to disperse opposition supporters marching from an airport alongside the convoy of opposition leader Raila Odinga. Mr. Odinga won an unprecedented court victory, overturning the result of the August 8 presidential poll, leading to a rerun last month that he then boycotted, claiming it would not be free and fair. Kenya's Supreme Court is due to rule Monday on whether President Uhuru Kenyatta can be sworn in for a second term or if there must be yet another rerun. In Washington, this is VOA News.